Hello and welcome to The Print Pod. I'm Srishide, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and I will tell you why Indian Secular Front broke up with the left and Congress in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Indian Secular Front, or the ISF, MLA Naushad Siddiqui has blamed Congress's Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary for the breakdown in negotiations for an alliance between the left, Congress and the ISF in West Bengal for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. After efforts by the CPIM and ISF to iron out their seat-sharing differences failed to yield a positive outcome, the ISF Thursday released its second list of candidates. After efforts by the CPIM and ISF to iron out a seat-sharing deal failed to yield a positive outcome, the ISF last week released its second list of candidates. I don't know why Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary completely stayed away from seat-sharing talks. I don't know whose advice he takes. He is the reason why the alliance between ISF, CPIM and Congress didn't take place. In 2021, he came and held a meeting in Furfura Sharif, but is no longer giving it any attention. Even Sitaram Yechuri said there was no formal alliance with the ISF when seat sharing was clear in 2021 assembly elections, said Naushad Siddiqui while speaking to The Print. According to him, the two seats that created the logjam were Murshidabad and Shrirampur Lok Sabha seats. He said that the CPIM was only offering four seats to the ISF, which was not an acceptable number. We were ready to leave the Murshidabad seat because State Secretary Mohammad Saleem was fighting from here for the CPIM. But we wanted the Shrirampur seat where they announced their candidate while we were still holding talks. We were ready to fight alone because the CPIM and Congress are unsure who they are giving oxygen to, the BJP or the TMC, added Siddiqui. Meanwhile, the left has been quick to shift the blame to the ISF. Speaking to The Print, CPIM leader and candidate Sujan Chakraborty said, "The people will decide ISF's position because it has decided to walk out and fight on its own. It's a political party and has the right to fight the elections, but this decision will only help strengthen the BJP and TMC against whom the CPIM is fighting." The TMC, however, claimed the CPIM was using the ISF to gather support. CPIM was using the ISF for its own selfish reasons, and that is why the alliance didn't take place. But who the ISF decides to field is their strategy, and the TMC will not comment on their internal matters, said TMC spokesperson Kunal Ghosh. The Print reached Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary via calls and text messages. This report will be updated if and when a response is received. The ISF, which has announced candidates on a total of 8 seats, was willing to withdraw its Murshidabad candidate Habib Sheikh against Politburo member Mohammad Saleem in exchange for Shrirampur, but the CPIM refused to give up Students Federation of India leader Dipshita Dhar's Shrirampur seat, who will now fight ISF's Shariar Malik. SFI is the student wing of the CPIM. The ISF has also announced the nomination of Noor Alam Khan from Jadavpur against CPIM's Sujan Chakraborty. Bhangur, the seat ISF won in the 2021 state elections, falls under this Lok Sabha constituency. The party has pitched Muzammil Haq from Balurghat, Jamir Hussain from Barakpur, Mafikul Islam from Ulu Beria, and is likely to announce more candidates in the coming days. According to political observers, the ISF is unlikely to see success on its own. ISF left combined could still stand a chance, but in a key election like this one, minorities are unlikely to support a party they know that cannot defeat the BJP, said political analyst Vishwanath Chakraborty. While the left, Congress and ISF managed to secure just about 10% combined vote share in 2021, in the Panchayat polls held last year, they crossed the 20% mark. This is the first time the ISF will be fighting the general elections from West Bengal. Siddiqui was eager to fight against TMC chief Mamata Banerjee's nephew, Abhishek Banerjee, from Diamond Harbour constituency. His statements before the media had clearly indicated he was ready for the challenge, but the party decided otherwise. A decision many within the party claimed was taken to keep Siddiqui, the lone ISF MLA, as the party's star campaigner and not restrict him to just one constituency in case of candidature. But the BJP claims there is a tacit understanding on ground between the ISF and CPIM despite their differences. While addressing the media, BJP MP and candidate Dilip Ghosh said, "All this is a setting and the people have understood one thing, that they won't look left or right but will come straight to the BJP to vote." But according to political analyst Udayan Bondopadhyay, it's too early for the ISF to have any major electoral impact in West Bengal. Comparing it to OAC's AIMIM, Bondopadhyay said, ISF shall not be able to establish its position in West Bengal. It's very unfortunate that they are underestimating the political consciousness of Bengali Muslims. AIMIM pitched candidates in the 2021 assembly polls, triggering talks of minority votes being divided, but in the end, they supported the TMC. I don't see the ISF making any big impact this time, said analyst Bondopadhyay. Thank you for listening to the pod. Please do join us for fresh articles and big news stories from our news desk.